Sir Willis Woad led them out. Bronn took up the rear, with Lady Stark safely in the middle, Sir Roderick a shadow beside her. Marillion kept throwing sullen looks back at Tyrion as they rode. The singer had broken several ribs, his wood harp, and all four fingers of his playing hand, yet the day had not been an utter loss to him. Somewhere he had acquired a magnificent shadow-skin cloak, thick black fur slashed by stripes of white. He huddled beneath its folds silently, and for once had nothing to say. They heard the deep growls of shadow-cats behind them before they had gone half a mile, and later the wild snarling of the beasts fighting over the corpses they had left behind. Marillion grew visibly pale. Tyrion trotted up to him. "Craven," he said, "rhymes nicely with raven." He kicked his horse and moved past the singer, up to Sir Roderick and Catelyn Stark. She looked at him, lips pressed tightly together.
"As I was saying before we were so rudely interrupted," Tyrion began, "there is a serious flaw in Littlefinger's fable. Whatever you may believe of me, Lady Stark, I promise you this. I never bet against my family."